From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Coming up, how music hit a cultural streaming point this summer.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from New York. And as the summer winds down, we're reminded how this season streaming caught fire and basically revolutionized the way we listen to music. Once a very esoteric music format of sorts, it's hit its cultural stride this summer, so much so that the music industry as a whole, once wary of streaming, has had no choice but to catch up. If you can't beat 'em, join 'em, it seems. The Wall Street Journal's Neil Shah has more.
Streaming is now the biggest source of revenue for the entire U.S. recorded music industry, bigger than downloads, bigger than CDs. For Warner Music, one of the big three companies, it's the biggest revenue generator for their recorded music division. Universal, it's really helped offset any declines in downloads. And so, so far this year, 40% of the sales that Nielsen tracks are from streaming. That's compared to 20% around this time last year, and that's obviously bigger than downloads and CDs.
In particular, hip-hop artist Drake has been an all-star in the streaming game this summer.
Drake has been number one so far this year, 12 weeks on the Billboard 200. It's not that he's not selling CDs and downloads, and especially downloads. He definitely is. It's just that feat this summer is thanks largely to streaming. To give you a sense, if I took out all those streaming numbers, all those people going on Spotify or Apple Music, he'd only have had been number one for 2 weeks.
This all leaves us with the question as to whether other big artists in the music industry will follow Drake's lead into the streaming world.
There have been lots of instances of artists saying, hey, I don't get a fair royalty rate from streaming. You've come across these examples, Adele, Taylor Swift. Slowly, one by one, all of the folks that have stayed away from the streaming game, just now, last couple of days, Garth Brooks, one of the last holdouts, just capitulated, and he'll now be on streaming service.
Interestingly, tech-savvy folks stream hip-hop more so than other genres, but the rest seem to be catching up.
Streaming, what people tend to stream tends to be hip-hop and R&B, partly because younger people are tech-savvy, they're streaming, they listen to hip-hop. That it is 30% of streams are hip-hop, but rock and even country, I mean, you are seeing more streamers. I'm in the country space. There's an artist named Sam Hunt who's big on streaming. One of the biggest singles so far this year is by a rock duo named 21 Pilots. There are examples, but yeah, rock and country are lagging when it comes to streaming, but the acts know the writing's on the wall and are joining the game.
The music industry does indeed have a lot to learn from digital streaming.
There's a debate about what these charts mean. In late 2014, Nielsen and Billboard changed their system. They included streaming. 1,500 on-demand streams now equals, if that happens, one sale. Some people are like, you got to include streaming. That's the fastest growing way we're listening to music. If an act's really big and popular, the charts now reflect that. Other people are like, their argument is that we're mixing apples and oranges. You're mixing album sales, someone actually buying something, with a stream, which you could compare to a radio play. People just are going online and not necessarily paying for that. So there's an argument that the charts aren't working anymore. The music industry is half its size from around 2000 because you didn't have to buy music anymore. You like a couple songs on a CD or a download, you went and bought the whole download for $10, $15. That went away in the digital age, and this represents for the music industry a way to get people to pay $10 a month, which is not a small sum, for music again.
So where does digital streaming go from here?
I think people are confused by all of these different streaming services and whatnot. The world's going to get simpler. There's been an escalation in this war between different services like Spotify and Apple Music. There's going to be some consolidation. Folks are going to get bought. Who knows? Netflix maybe will buy Spotify. Apple might buy Tidal. There'll be M&A, and then the world could look a lot different in the next couple of years. Right now, music streaming is a standalone thing that we think about as its own thing. One day, music streaming could just be bundled with a bunch of your other entertainment offerings.
Once again, that was Neil Shah. He covers music and entertainment for The Wall Street Journal. That'll wrap it up for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.